Coming Home by Rosamund Pilcher, read by Rowena Cooper. Part 2. Biddy Somerville's house, perched on the hill above the little town of Bovey Tracy, was called Upper Bickley. Its date was carved on the lintel over the front door, 1820, so it was quite old, solidly built of stone which had been plastered and whitewashed, with a slated roof and tall chimneys. Indoors the ceilings were low, and floors sometimes crooked. Doors closed did not always stay closed. On the ground floor were kitchen, dining room, sitting room and hall. A large cupboard had been converted to a downstairs lavatory, where coats were hung, and rubber boots jostled for space with a selection of guns and fishing rods, game bags and gaffs. Upstairs were three bedrooms and a bath, and up again a musty loft packed with sea chests, old photographs, various items of moth-eaten naval uniform, and Ned's toy trains and jigsaw puzzles, long since forgotten and abandoned, but which Biddy could never bring herself to throw away. The house was reached by a steep, narrow, winding Devon lane, a hazard in itself, and impassable in snow, and the entrance was a farm gate which always stood open. Beyond the gate, a pebbled approach led to the main door, which was at the back of the house. The garden was not large, some grass at the front and unambitious flower beds, and beyond a few useful outbuildings, a small vegetable plot and a green for hanging out the washing. Then, sloping up the hill, a paddock where some former owner had kept his ponies. At the top of this stood a copse of stringy pine trees and a stone boundary wall, and over the wall was the beginning of Dartmoor, a sweep of turf and bracken and heather and bog, leaning up to the distant skyline, crowned by brooding tors. In winter time, the wild ponies, searching for fodder, sometimes...